Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
For the first time, the State Office of Energy and Environmental Affairs is out with a comprehensive overview of observed and predicted changes to the state's climate. The new report also looks at how to prepare for climate change. For more, we're joined now by the State Environmental Affairs Undersecretary, Philip Griffiths. Good morning, and thanks for speaking with us.
Good morning, Bob. It's my pleasure to be here with you.
You know, over the years, we've heard many, many reports about climate change, often done by environmental groups. Tell us how this report is different.
Well, this report offers the first sort of comprehensive overview and statewide looking at both observed and predicted changes to the Massachusetts climate. We know that there have been some changes, and this put together what do we know about what has changed and what do we predict will happen. But we also looked at this where we got an advisory committee of 34 members representing conservation groups, but also industry, labor, state agencies, public health agencies, research institutions. We got them all together. Over 100 participants worked on our various subcommittees to look at this comprehensively.
So tell us the main points. Tick off some of the main findings.
Since 1921, sea level has risen by 22 centimeters. Since 1970, the climate has warmed by about half a degree each decade, so it's gone up almost 2 degrees. The number of days with temperatures over 90 degrees has nearly doubled in the last 40 years, and we've seen rises in sea surface temperatures and sea level. So we know that climate is changing, and this report is an attempt to sort of look at what we know about it and then to start assessing how we might adapt to that change.
Let's talk about some of the changes. Massachusetts, according to the report, is getting hotter. The number of days with temperatures over 90 almost doubled in the last 45 years.
Correct.
And will have another 5 to 10 degree increase in the average temperature, according to the report. What could that mean for the economy, especially in terms of, say, agriculture and fishing?
We've seen changes up to date, and we're predicting what might happen in the future. So we don't know exactly, but we know that those trends will continue. Higher temperatures can have effects on crop yields and the types of things that we're able to grow in Massachusetts economy. The impacts of that heat will change a lot of our precipitation patterns, which can change the way we manage agriculture and affect our water resources. Much of what we've built in this Commonwealth is built on historic weather, sea level, and flooding patterns. And if we know those patterns are going to change, we need to look at those variables and understand how that will affect infrastructure, transportation, communications, energy, water supply, all of those things. We need to look at how those are engineered and what they're designed to withstand and how we have to change that.
In terms of weather, the report found that there could be more hurricanes and more flooding.
Yeah, I believe what it says is you could have more severe hurricanes, perhaps less of the smaller type hurricanes, and flooding particularly because I think it will change precipitation patterns. And as you said, much of our dam safety and flood control infrastructure is built for certain conditions.
So is this going to force the state and local communities to take another look at people who live in low-lying areas, especially maybe in river valleys?
Certainly. I mean, I think what it does is it's an effort to begin that discussion so that while we have people looking at the things that that all government agencies do, we look at emergency response, we look at infrastructure planning, we look at economic development, all those sorts of things, and we begin to ask the questions, how might climate change have an impact on that, and what are some of the things we might be able to do? Implementing all those strategies is part of an ongoing discussion with various local government, state government, business and industry. Everyone will have a part in actually implementing any of these changes.
So this report is meant then to give guidance to communities, local officials, and businesses and other governmental agencies in terms of preparing.
Absolutely. We do emergency planning. We do land use planning. We do economic stewardship. We look at our infrastructure planning. And it says when you're doing those things, how might you look at it a little differently and things you might think about that you may not have thought about in the past because of what we know may happen with the changing climate.
Massachusetts Environmental Affairs Undersecretary Philip Griffiths, thank you very much for speaking to Morning Edition.
Thank you very much, Bob. It's my pleasure.